The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Now we'll listen to the speech of Hujjatul Islam Osama Al-Attar.
My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu Alaikum. On the 17th of Rabi'ul Awwal, on the year of the elephant, this world was blessed with the birth of the best of Allah's creation, the final of the messengers, Abu al-Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad. Allahu salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farjah. Allah chose him and bestowed upon him his blessings. He was a human being, a creation of Allah, but not an ordinary creation of Allah like the rest of us. He was different from us at every aspect. A lady one day comes to him. He was sitting among the people, eating. She comes and she says, Ya Muhammad. She calls him by his name. She doesn't even call him Ya Rasulullah. That was one thing that people around his time used to sometimes call him. They used to call him by his name until Allah revealed an ayah in the Quran. وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا دُعَاءَ النَّبِيِّ كَدُعَاءِ بَعْضِكُمْ بَعْضًا. Don't make the people call, you know, don't call each other like the way you call the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't call him the way you call each other. You call each other by your names, but not him. He is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When this ayah was revealed, even Fatima sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when she saw the Prophet, she told him, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah." He said, "Ya wa alayki assalamu ya Fatima," but this verse does not apply to you. You call me Ya Abah, O Father. That's what you call me. So she came, this lady, and she calls him by his name. Ya Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Innaka tajlisu julus al-abid, wa ta'kulu aklahum. You sit like slaves, and you eat like them. She's telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now the Prophet used to sit on the floor, on the ground. And when we say ground, not carpet, this is like nice carpet, this. No, hadith means on the sand. Sand. That's, he used to sit there. And he used to eat with the people. Okay. This lady came and she said, you're sitting like the slaves. This is how the slaves sit. And you're eating like them. Look at the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pay attention to this. If a person uses this kind of language against us, what would we say? How would we respond? If someone calls you, you're like a slave. You sit like slaves and you eat like slaves. How would we respond? Look at how the Prophet ﷺ diffused the situation. Look at his response. And he says to her, is there a slave who is greater in his slavery than myself? Who is he referring to the slavery of? Huh? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See how he diffused this whole situation? He says, is there a slave who is more of a slave than myself? وَهَلْ هُنَاكَ مَنْ هُوَ أَعْبَدُ مِنِّي. So he diffused the whole situation. Imagine, brothers and sisters, if at home, this is how we speak with people. If the husband speaks with the wife like this, and the wife speaks with the husband like this, and the community, this is how we'd speak with each other. With this kind of language, with this kind of greatness. There would not be any problems in the world. No problems anymore in the world. And you know something interesting? Anybody who's so humble, it is because he is so big. When a person is big, he becomes so humble. On the contrary, anyone who's arrogant, anyone who has arrogance, you know, it's just stuff like this. In Urdu, they say Bahadur. You know Bahadur? You know, like it's like, goes like this and almost saying, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, like Fir'aun. Some people, wal'ayadu billah, are like this. That person himself is so low. Because he himself is so low. So he tries to appear big in front of people. This is a standard. Keep that in mind. Anyone who's big is always humble. Because he knows he's big. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him izzah. Internally, he is aziz. He's honorable. Arrogance is of oppression. Oppression. He's oppressing himself. Anyone who is arrogant is oppressing himself and others. And only the weak needs to be to oppress. Only the weak. Because Allah, because we read in the dua, إِنَّمَا يَحْتَاجُ إِلَى الظُّلْمَ الضَّعِيفِ. Only the weak needs to oppress. That's in the dua, we read this. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at her and diffuses the situation. He says, is there anyone who is more of a slave than myself? A slave of Allah. She tells him then, Ya Muhammad, give me some of your food. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes some of his food and says, there you go. She says, no, I want the bite that's in your mouth. The bite that you're chewing in your mouth, I want that one. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes the bite from his mouth and gives it to her. She eats it. Imam al-Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi is the one who is narrating this hadith. He narrates the story. He says, and pay attention to this. He says, this lady, upon eating that food, which was in the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mixed with his saliva, she never experienced pain in her life until she died. What kind of saliva is this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that has such curing power, healing powers? And let's not be surprised. Allah says about the Quran, what? وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. We reveal of the Quran what is shifa. يعني this Quran has what? Cure, shifa, correct? And rahma. Didn't Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I am leaving amongst you two things, the book of Allah and my progeny, my family, they will never separate from the Quran, correct? They will never separate. Meaning in every attribute of the Quran, it also applies to them. Otherwise, they'll separate. If the Quran has curing powers, it means they have what? Curing powers. If the Quran has mercy, it means they have mercy. Otherwise, they will separate. There will be a separation. But they will never separate. Whatever applies to the Quran applies to them. Salawatullahi wa salamu alayhim. As per this hadith of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, which is narrated by all Muslims. So, he is not an ordinary human being, Rasulullah. He is not ordinary. He is a human, a creation of Allah. But Allah blessed him. Blessed him in all aspects, even his physical body. Ya ayyuha an-nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan. Witness. So he is a witness over the ummah. He is a witness over the prophets. He is a witness through his own deeds to the message that he is bringing to the people. And the authenticity of this message. What else? وَمُبَشِّرًا مُبَشِّرًا. You're giving good news. He gives good news to the people who follow Allah, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshallah you'll be achieving Jannah. وَنَذِيرًا. And you're a warner to the people who disobey Allah. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. We as human beings want to benefit. We go after our benefits. So you obey Allah, you'll benefit and achieve Akhirah. You don't obey Allah, you may be punished. And then, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. That's number four. And you are inviting people to the message of Allah, to Allah, through His permission. This one is interesting. Allah says about the invitation to the message through His permission. بِإِذْنِهِ. This is to tell all the people who were around Him, His time, and afterwards, that whatever He teaches you and tells you comes from where? From who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not telling you things that He likes because He likes it this way.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahim Kareem Azim عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.